Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, we're on Racer Radio, and it's brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection, A6622 University Avenue in San Diego. Go to www.stcarb.com, stcarb.com, and let me tell you what. He can get your fuel mileage back, or if you're a classic car, he can get that back looking the same way it did when it was new. So if you go to a car show, you could get good points. Or if you just want to get better fuel mileage, like I said, ST Carb and Fuel Injection, stcarb.com, stcarb.com. All right. Hey, I think we got Michelle Spencer on the line. Are you there?
Hello.
Well, what do you say there, Ricky Racer? How was your day today?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Can't wipe that smile off. Both of our faces. Brittany and I had a blast up there in Ventura. The weather was perfect. We had a nice ocean breeze. Drive up was, you know, it is what it is. We stayed last night. We took in the races there last night, California Lightning Sprints and a whole bunch of other classes. Some dwarfs, you know. We had a couple friends that we went and saw in the pits afterwards.
How big a track is that?
So, yeah.
How big a track, do you know?
Smaller than Barona, and it's shaped like a paperclip.
That's what I thought.
In the when you're riding around in it, so it's tight around the corners.
Yeah. I think they're actually the same size as us because it's a quarter mile, and I think they measure theirs on the outside where we measure our quarter mile on the inside. So I think that's a little bit of difference.
Oh.
I think it's a quarter mile track from what I've heard. I don't think it's anything less than that.
Yeah.
And not a third. No, I think it's, like I said, I think it's a quarter. But like I said, they measure outside perimeter.
Yeah.
Where we're measuring the inside perimeter.
Okay. So you're at the Corey Kruseman sprint car experience. Kind of walk us through it.
Yeah, it's sprint car and midget driving school. So Corey Kruseman is a veteran sprint car driver. We actually were supposed to go do this school back in March, but it got rained out. And so here we are in July, getting our chance. We had 630 horsepower sprint cars that they put us in. Brittany kind of wanted, they had some others that you could ride too if you wanted, but they had the Ford Focus out there with us at the end.
Yeah, the Ford Focus midgets.
Yeah, Focus midgets. There was one of them out there for one guy who wanted that. You know, you get your choice, really, what you want to go around in. And we wanted the big boys. We wanted the sprint cars. So so they provided us with me with a suit. She brought her own racer suit. I brought my Sparco shoes. She had her shoes. She had her gloves. She had all of her helmet and everything. But they fitted me with a helmet. They sent us out there. We were all outfitted in like 10 minutes, all ready to go. And then, we had to wait for some other people who were ahead of us. And so we got to watch and see what they all did. Now our thing today was a 25 lap. Other people that were there only had 15 laps and then they had to go and it just went so fast for them.
Now, did they do any classroom? Did they do any safety, a safety meeting prior to going out? Did they give you any tips?
They didn't. We were changing and missed it, but they said it was okay. But they had like a 5-minute meeting about what was going to happen. And then everybody just went out there. You just basically get in the car and it's seat time. And then with us, we're taking a break after 12, right? So they wanted us to get in the car and cruise around and do 12. And then the deal was we would get a little more instruction after that. And so we stopped and then other people got their turn. And then they gave us like a minute of where to accelerate and where to start turning. And we were off. And so you got to do your second set.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're out there waiting for other people because there were probably 4 or 5 other people who were doing it along with us. Mm-hmm. But you go one at a time. So you get your own track all to yourself. And yeah, it's great. It was muddy because they had the water truck out there. The guy who went first got mud everywhere. I was lucky. I didn't have to deal with all that much mud. And, so I could see out my helmet.
did you have tear offs just in case?
No, we had to just sort of use your glove to wipe it off.
Rookie didn't know how to bring tear offs. You know, I'm sure Brittany had her helmet, so she already had tear offs packed on them too, probably.
Yeah, she did. But those of us that went with the one that they gave you, we didn't have that. But so I it wasn't all that bad. By the time I got out there, it was tamped down. But then they brought it out again for my second round, so I got it. I really got it. It was swampy the second time for me.
So how fun was it to learn the experience of the head sock and to push start a sprint car?
Yeah, okay. So the push start takes a little doing. And I knew what I was doing, but there was a rodeo there in the infield the night before where they started us off from. And so none of the cars could get any traction. So it took them a couple tries on the first few cars. But yeah, you just, you have to wait until it engages and then you hit on. You just literally flick the switch to on and it kicks in and you're off. It wasn't no big deal for me. I was, I drove a 74 Volkswagen and had to get push started all the time. So it was no big deal for me.
Yeah. Well, there's no clutch to pop. You just keep going.
No clutch. You actually hit the brake. You push down on the brake while they're pushing you. And then when you feel it kick in, you let go and flick it on
and
you accelerate. So the acceleration, is your left, your braking is your right foot. And there's only two things, and there's not really pedals. They're like little bars.
So the oddest thing with driving a sprint car is your brake is actually almost up and down. You're not actually pushing your foot straight in and out. It's up and down. And the throttle's kind of the same way too, where you're like actually moving your feet up and down, not in and out.
You are. Yeah, it's an up and down movement, but you get it quick. And they tell you to use the ball of your foot, so they tell you how to do that. So that you get it. It was easy. I didn't think it was that big of a deal at all. I got it right off the bat. Went out on the track, and when it was dry, I went a lot faster than I did when it was wetter the second time. So I had a lot of fun. I couldn't believe I was doing it because I sit there and watch everybody do it and watch everybody do it. And I thought, how? I couldn't do that. I've never been in a car before in my life.
But isn't it interesting how easy it was and how much fun it was?
Yeah, I was amazed at that I could do it, and I overcame a lot of fear. I was really fearful. I didn't have that much power, and never have been in a race car before. Yeah, that was pretty weird for me. it was very fun. Brittany took some video. Mm.
Are you going to post that on carcentrics.net?
Post it there, and I'll post it on You Ought to Know or Racer Radio on the Facebook page, definitely. Of me going around, yeah. Mm.
So first time in the car, were you able to get it sideways? Yeah. Were you playing with the horsepower or just pretty much just driving it pretty much?
I was playing with the horsepower, and I was trying to get sideways, and I did a couple times. Yeah, I did. I got comfortable. It was very comfortable for me.
So I guess the real next question is, did you get the bug?
Oh. I resist the bugs in life.
Didn't ask you that. I said, did you get the bug?
I did, but I'm going to oh my gosh, I can't do this. This is going to just be way too much fun, and I will devote way too much time to it.
Well,
yeah,
see,
I had an awesome time. Yeah, it was awesome.
See, that's going to be the problem.
Yeah.
Is, as the days go by, pretty soon you're going to be going, wow. Or the next time you go to a track, you'll look at that track totally different than how you looked at it prior to being out on the track.
For sure. I have a lot of respect for the drivers. I don't know how I would have done if I had to compete against somebody right next to me. No wonder they have all these,
Oh, no, no.
It's really amazing.
I agree.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. When Randy let me take his out and drive it, I told him on two conditions. One, I don't pay for anything I wreck. And second, I go out by myself because I can't. I mean, can you imagine running? What do they run? 20, 25 cars?
Yeah.
Yeah, 25 cars.
Well, get in the world of Outlaws and you're having like wing sprint cars or do like, 25, 30 in a show maybe.
Jeez Louise. I mean, and it's just.
This is a narrow straightaway too in Ventura.
Mm-hmm.
Very narrow and there's a wall.
Yeah. So did you ever get a lap? Did you ever get a lap in there where you went, ooh, that was nice?
Oh, I felt like that with all of them. Yeah. I mean, okay. It's a great school. The people there are such good people. They had enough out there to take good care of everybody. You felt like you had your own personal, guy out there helping you strap in, get your helmet done. They would sit in there and just hand you water if you wanted it while you waited and all that. They just really good people.
Were you in radio contact?
No, radio.
Oh, no radio.
You just were out there on your own. Yeah.
So for people that maybe want to go up there from San Diego, how was the hotel that you stayed at?
Right. So the Crown Plaza is the hotel that we booked at originally for March, but then by the time I wanted to, hit July, all the hotels were booked, but I ended up staying at the Marriott, which was just down the road, and it was very nice. It's under construction, but it's very nice. The Crown Plaza that's walking distance from the track is also nice. If you want to go on cruiseman.com, that's the website for the school. It's cruseman.com. And they are running in September, October, and November. They're still doing race Sundays. They do them on Sundays.
Okay.
And plus there's different tracks they run at too. I know they do several different tracks. So they'll
move around.
Out. Yeah.
Not just Ventura.
Yeah, and they bring all the cars there. They bring it's self-contained school. They bring everything out there.
Well, you can mark that off your bucket list.
Yeah, totally. I drove a sprint car. I learned how to drive one.
Did you get a certificate? Yeah. They give you a certificate?
I did. Brittany's got it. Yeah, she's got it in her bag somewhere. She has it. I know. I didn't take a picture of it.
Oh, well.
Oh, my gosh. It was an amazing day. Yeah, I'm pinching myself.
Cool. All right, we're going to take a break. You can either stay on or you can get off, whatever you want to do.
Hey, I need to go take a shower. I just got here. Fresh with dirt on the track on me still.
All right. Well, go play in the shower with all that mud, and we'll talk to you in about, at 3:45.
Sounds good. I'll call back.
All right.
You guys.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, folks. This is Racer Radio right here on AM 1170, The Answer. I'm Dave.
And I'm the dirt dude. I'm filling in the shoes for Michelle.
Yep. And did a fine job of it, I might add. Michelle, your job is secure. Don't panic. Hey, this segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody treats you better than El Cajon Ford, located 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. Big sale going on as we speak. Call sales at 866-937-1607, or you can just... take a run down to 1595 East Main Street. They have got unbelievable deals, discounts galore. I mean, we're talking thousands and thousands of dollars off of trucks and cars. 85 to 90% of their used car inventory are trade-ins. So it's not like they are, they go to the auction and pick up cars with problems. These are actual cars that you, the consumer, have traded in. And if they meet their standards, they go on the lot. If they don't, they go to the auction. So don't get caught up in that auction ridiculous mess. Check them out. El Cajon Ford. And don't forget to support your local Circle Track. That would be Barona Circle Track right there at baronaspeedway.com. That place is awesome. If you haven't been there, it's kind of like going back into the 50s and 60s when NASCAR and racing was so family-oriented. I can't even overemphasize that tons of family shows up. Bring your barbecue. Bring a trailer. Bring a pup tent, as long as you're contained, you spend the night. After the racing's over, get up the next morning. Probably some racers got breakfast going. You can probably go snag a little breakfast off of somebody. You never know.
It's a great time. I mean, I tell everybody, it's one of the best things you can do on a Saturday night to go out and, for the price. Like I said, we have a great concession stand. The Espino Family Snack Bar has been there forever, and they have that awesome tri-tip sandwiches. But, you're on a budget. you want to bring your own pizza or, you know, stop at Subway and grab something, you can bring your own cooler. As long as everyone, you know, plays nice, I tell everyone, you know, if you're going to come to our track and bring anything in your cooler, you just got to be responsible. Yeah, that's the biggest thing, is just be responsible.
All right, so I'm going to run down and get the gun, guys. Why don't you give a rundown on what's coming up?
I'm going to try and cover some things that we have going on. So, yeah, the next race at Brona Speedway will be July 14th. We're featuring IMC Modified, Street Stocks, Pony Stocks, and Pure Stocks, Dwarf Cars. Our junior drivers, again, the Mini Dwarfs and the Junior Sprints will be out there, and the next race will be the 28th. As I'm looking around different calendars here, Paris Auto Speedway is having a race July 21st, and that'll be the Pick Your Part Pass Car Series. I am not sure if they have anything coming up yet before that. I know they just had a big race in July, and I think someone's going to be calling in from Paris here in the next quarter. And then the 28th will be the Night of Destruction at Paris. Same night we're having our 28th, we're having just regular racing back at our track. And then we're looking forward towards the end of the season. We are actually bringing back out the California Lightning Sprints. Now they have a couple dates scheduled for our last race, October 20th, and sometime in August. Trying to see where that next one is. And then also our figure eight race in the October 6th. We're still planning to do the figure eight race as of now. I'd like to say hi to everyone that went out last night. I know the ladies were out at Ventura Speedway, and Ventura ran. I'm not sure how everything went there, but that's a nice little track out on the coast. If you can make it out there sometime, well, that's one of my tracks on my bucket list I'd like to see sometime. They ran last night. They ran their normal dwarf cars and their normal show. I know last night a couple of our drivers went to Santa Maria. Brandon Jacina went up there, and I know Phil Comfort went up there. And I don't think Phil had that good of a night. I got to see some of the results right now. He had some problems in the main event. I think someone got into him, and he ended up having some damage and couldn't finish. So there's a lot of racing going on there. Like I said, there's a lot of races here in this area. Kokopah is going to be starting up here pretty soon, around September. If you want to get back out to the winter series out there, Modified's really hit that track really good. They only run really three divisions out there, IMC Modifieds and what they call the Hobby Stock, which is an IMCA Hobby Stock, and then another IMCA kind of like a street stock kind of deal. So that's their factories and their streets. So kind of compete with us. At Brona Speedway, I know some of our drivers run out there and some of their cars run in our track, but it's kind of hard with the different rule packages to keep them going, because, you know, you can run different suspension on the IMCA than you can a factory or a pure stock. So it's half a dozen, you know, one or the other, but it's still great racing. If you're interested in racing anywhere in San Diego County, you just got to look it up. I'm sure there's, you know, the drag strip, they were on KUSI this morning. I know the 21st they're talking about. I think they're having a big big race here at the Brona Drag Strip, bringing back Nitro again. And I'm big demolition derby that I'm talking about that a friend of mine is putting on from WGS that we did a bunch of work out at San Diego Fair, San Diego County Fair this last couple weeks. And I know the 14th they're having a huge demolition derby out there in Chino. Some other races coming up that I'm probably going to travel to in Turlock and stuff like that with monster trucks. So there's a lot going around. Like I said, BronaSpeedway.com or on Facebook, Brona Speedway on Facebook. I got to send some thank yous out to a lot of people that help us out at Brona Speedway. You know, the main one is Judy Salazar putting this all together, Todd and Trisha Salazar, you know, running the whole place. Troy now coming up there and stepping up and bringing up the dirt and bringing a different mindset on how to run things and trying to bring up some different classes. He's got a lot of things in the works, and if we can get it all to pan out, you know, there's going to be a lot more racing at Brona Speedway in a lot of different groups, which would be really great to keep going. And, you know, everyone that works around the track, all the volunteers, I cannot thank everybody enough that puts in their time out there and helps out and, you know, does a great job. All of our drivers, you know, we haven't had too many problems this year amongst drivers.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, it goes pretty good. Like some seasons you have the grudge match going on every race, and then some seasons you just get a lot of good racing. And I think that's what we got this year, a good surface with a lot of good work.
I was going to say, doesn't that have a lot to do with the new track?
It helps out a lot, yeah. Well, it's new to us because, I mean, like, for years, it's been the same dirt. You just roll it in, and you know how it's going to come in, you know, with different weathers. Yeah. Like, I can't picture the next race, like I said, is going to be on the 14th. What's our weather going to be like? I have no idea. Is it going to be hot? Is it going to be cold? Humid? You know, windy?
Rainy, yeah. Raining?
We could, you know, you never know. You get some of those mid-season rains, like that tropical storm coming up now. I mean, it's kind of a guesswork, but... with this new surface, it keeps us guessing, but Troy's been really on top of it and, you know, doing a great job. Well, that whole Sells our family, once again, you know, I can't thank them enough for putting this whole place on and, you know, keeping it going. And we've been there for a long time.
How long has that track been there?
I think since 98.
Wow. That's
I've been there amazing. Since 2002, maybe. Yeah, so, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I can't overemphasize it enough, folks. If you get yourself out there, you can have the time of your life. I mean, take the kids out there. There's plenty of places for them to run and climb hills and get them all sleepy and they'll sleep like a baby.
If you have a kid that loves playing in the dirt, bring some toys and they will love being at our track.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's all kinds of places where kids hang out.
Well, there's people that don't even go into the pit or going in the grandstands now. They park in the parking lot.
Right.
And since we started doing the FM modulating system, they can listen to their car radio. I wasn't there last. Well, I was there last race, but at the end, I gotta say, I'm really sorry. Brandon Jacina, he was calling all the racing action, but one of my friends actually, one of the Sextons won, and Shane Sexton, and I'm like, I've been watching this kid throughout his whole career, coming up from,
and he wins, you know, and you're not there.
He finally wins, but I'm there, so I'm running up from the pits. I'm like, Brandon, sorry. I'm gonna take your mic for this. That's total bad etiquette to take someone's mic, but I took his mic, and I apologized, and I still apologize. But I'm said, you know, this kid's not gonna get a main event win without me talking to him.
There you go.
Because I've been there for everything else he's done.
The blood, you know, the sweat, the tears.
Oh man, and he came up that night, and he was like, you know, I'm feeling really good. The car's feeling really good. They had a trophy dash for $100. And if a pro pony would have won, they would have split it 50-50.
Sure.
To between second. But if a stock pony won or the regular pony won, he got the whole 100 and the pro pony didn't. Well, he's like, I'm going to get $100 tonight. So he won the trophy dash. I missed that. So Brandon got to talk to him about that. So then I get to the main event and I'm watching. I get up there and they just had a red flag because a couple cars got together. Shane was one of them. The guy that was running second was third, but another car had spun out that brought out the caution. So they were going to get their spots back. The car that spun out was going to go to the back, and that was Dennis Taylor, the 11. He's got so many main event wins. He ended up winning again for a pro pony, but you know, I was just like, this kid, I'm gonna talk to this kid no matter what. So I apologize so many times to Brandon, but I mean, it's great racing that we have going on out there.
I'm telling you, folks, you have to go check it out. BaronaSpeedway.com, BaronaSpeedway.com. Hey, we got Joel Rayborn is on the line. He's calling in for Paris Auto Speedway, and he's going to tell, I think he was up at Santa Maria. We'll find out when we get back right here on Racer Radio, AM 1170, The Answer. Folks, hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
And I'm the Dirt Dude, filling in for Michelle.
And this segment's brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. Go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com, ParisAutoSpeedway.com, located at 18700 Lake Paris Road in lovely Paris, California. That is a half-mile track, and is it wicked fast, folks? You really need to check it out. In fact, I've got somebody on the line that's been there a time or two, Joel Rayborn. How you doing, Joel?
Hey, Dave, how are you doing?
Doing phenomenal. We don't have Michelle today. She's just got back from Ventura. She took the Corey Cruzman sprint car school. So she's...
That sounds fun, but not as much fun as I had last night. You know, we took a new adventure, and I've never raced at Santa Maria Raceway before. And so we headed on out there for the USAC CRA 410 Series. The race last night for the Doug Ford Memorial. Got some hot laps, got there for hot laps, got a lap or two in. Struggled a little with a couple of things in the fuel cell. But I got to thank Moose Racing, you know, all the guys over there, Tom Saradich and everyone who came in. Even Jake was helping. They were all helping, and we ended up getting it back together. Missed our heat race, but we got it there for the main and got some practice in and, you know, got 30 more laps in and looking forward to going back there, I believe, August 4th.
So what kind of car were you driving?
I was driving the Jim Blixley Racing 12B sprint car.
Okay, so you're 15 or 16?
I'm 15 years old.
Okay, so they allow you to race at Santa Maria?
Yeah, the USAC age limit is 15 for all their national series.
Oh, okay, all right. So was this the first? Well, this is the first time at Santa Maria. How big a track is that?
I was looking it up, and they call it a third.
Okay, and I think didn't we say Ventura is a fifth mile? So that's a third mile.
That's a nice track at Santa Maria. I grew up going there. My dad raced sprint cars, and I remember being 40 years ago being at that track, and it still looks the same every time I look at the pictures. They got these checkerboard bleachers.
All these tracks still say the same.
But it's like right off the main freeway. Like if you're going up through there, like Cal Poly. It's right off the freeway going in there because I passed it the other when we went to Cal Poly the one time. It was slow. Being out there. Yeah. So it's just in a really nice track. What'd you think of it? I mean, it's pretty interesting, right?
Oh, no, absolutely. You know, I've been there once just to watch, and I've never actually ran there. But as soon as I got out for hot laps, it was a real fun track. You know, there was a lot of stickiness in the hot laps there. But there was a lot of banking to hold you, too. So you can kind of drive it in there and then drive down the hill. And get off the corner. It was a really fun track. I thought it was fun to be there. You know, the main slicked off a little. We had, I think, six classes run before us.
Yeah, dwarf cars were out there. I knew some people that were out there with dwarf cars, and I'm trying to think if you guys ran streets or any kind of version of a street out there too. It was a huge night.
The hobby stocks ran the IMCA modifieds, and the dwarfs. And there's like pro mods and a couple of those as well.
Sounds like a big night. A lot of folks in the stands.
You know, the stands were actually packed. Like the maybe first three rows maybe weren't filled, but the rest of it was. And that's really great to see. You know, a lot of fans coming out and supporting the local tracks there.
Well, it was a big night, big memorial race they had. And like I said, a lot of a few drivers I know came all the way up from San Diego to go up there. And. Yeah. I know one of our dwarf car drivers, Phil Confer, was out there that night, so it's pretty huge. So did the track maintain pretty good, or did it fall off towards the end really fast?
Throughout the night, it actually didn't get too bad. Towards the end, when the main started running, after all the heat races were okay, I was still there. The bottom sealed over just a tad, but the middle and top were still there. But like I said, I believe we had six mains run before us. And then it slicked off a little.
Were you able to keep up with your setup on it? Like you knew kind of where it was going, so you kind of needed to how to set your car up, or did it kind of surprise you on where it was going?
Well, we didn't get to run qualifying or the heat race because we had the fueling issues. So we just kind of threw a setup on it. It wasn't far off, but it was a little loose for the track conditions there.
Loose is fast, man. Loose is fast.
Yeah, it slicked off a little too much to loosen the car up.
Yeah, it was looser than you were happy with, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it quite that slick there. So there was a little at the beginning, but whatever was there blew off in a couple laps.
Yeah. Well, there's 30 more laps that you didn't have before you went, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. You know, like I said, that's 30 more laps that I got for practice. We'll come back August 4th to Santa Maria and we'll have a great run there and hope to improve a couple spots. I think we ended up finishing 12th from 19th.
Well, that's not bad.
So have you traveled around and went to any other tracks? I mean, like, you know, you do a lot of Paris and now Santa Maria. Have you done, like, Ventura or anywhere else that you've been to?
I have run Ventura. I've run Lemoore up north, Visalia up north. That was in the Ford Focus Series. Otherwise, in the 410, I've only been to Paris, Ventura, and now Santa Maria.
Okay.
I'm trying to think, like Bakersfield. There's a a track that they were talking about that was really good somewhere out there. I'm trying to remember if that's Bakersfield or somewhere up north in that area. It was used to have like good sprint car counts, and they're actually bringing non-wing sprint cars out there too.
Hmm.
It was a good one to go to.
Interesting. So everything worked. Yeah. So other than the fueling, everything, it was a good night?
Oh, no, absolutely. It was a great night out. And, you know, like I said, all the people who worked hard. I got to thank our buddy, Tim McGrath. Weren't sure if the truck was going to pull the trailer all the way up there. So he jumped right up and took us, and he worked hard all night. Him and my dad worked hard all night and got the car, you know, running and together and just fine. And I just can't thank him enough.
Well, sounds like you had a good time. So what's your next race?
My next race will be August 4th at Santa Maria Raceway.
Oh, okay.
And then after that will be August 18th for the Hall of Fame night at Parasauta Speedway. All you guys make sure to come out. They'll have the vintage cars on display. Some great racing. You'll have the USAC JRA 410, the senior sprint cars and the young gun sprint cars. And, you know, come on out and support the track. Make sure you go out July 21st, and I leave July 25th as well. They're having Night of Destruction and stock car race, and you guys should enjoy that too, and then come out for the open wheel races on August 18th.
Sounds like a plan. Have you ever been to Paris or Barona?
No, I haven't.
Well, of course, 410, they don't run 410.
No, we don't run sprint cars. We did before run sprint cars, and that was a long time ago, back when Ricky Gaunt and all those guys were running, you know, sprint cars. So, yeah, if you brought up a different car or came up to watch, it'd be a great time. And I was mentioning that everything that's going on in Paris, too. Are you, I know this is really early, but are you thinking about doing the Oval Nationals, too, in November?
Well, we're actually looking for more funding to keep going. And so I'm not sure if we can do the practice night and three nights in a row.
That's a big one. Yeah. Three nights is really tough to get through.
Yeah, it's tough. That is tough.
Yeah. And if anyone wants to come on board for support and sponsors, you can contact me at JARAYBORNE@gmail.com. Or you can look us up on social media, Joel Rayborn Racing on Facebook and Joel Rayborn on Instagram and Twitter, and then JoelRayborn.com as well.
You know what we ought to do, guy, is let's get a date planned for KUSI with you, the team, and the race car, and have it on a Sunday that you guys can come down the night before and go to Barona and actually check the track out.
Absolutely. I'd love to do that. Yeah, I'll
send me an email.
We'll have to get together. Absolutely.
Yeah, just send me an email. We'll set up a time and a date that would that'll work for you, and then it'll give you a chance to come up and check out Barona. But Barona won't let him run it as early as 15, right?
He can do a practice night. So if you wanted to practice on the track, yeah, that's a Friday night. You can do a practice.
Oh, could you?
But we're not racing sprint cars right now. But we'd have to see what the rules would be on that, because I think our age limit is 16 for most of our drivers. But IMC rules is like 14, 15 for IMC modified. So it depends on what your group is.
Maybe we can get him an IMCA ride just for the night. Who knows?
Yeah, or get him modified, or get him into a dwarf car. Try something new, something different.
We could probably get you a car just as long as you don't wad it up.
Absolutely. I'm conservative with equipment, and I'd love to do that.
Yes, you are. I will say you are very good with your equipment. Because
any night you can finish and get that thing rolled up onto a trailer and you can roll it back off the next day, that's a good night.
Yeah, that's a good night had by all for sure.
If the tow truck's not putting you on the trailer, it's a good night.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, all the people that help us currently go into the track, you know, AJ Racing, DJ Safety, ROW Signs and Graphics, and Justice Brothers, Jake Swanson, Shock Technology. He's been a big help as well. And they're some of the ones that keep us going.
Absolutely. And let's not forget Dad.
Absolutely. That's my biggest support and the base of my career.
Couldn't do it without him. That's absolutely the fact. So you're 15 years old. So I know the season. And I know everything based on funding, but what do you plan to do for 2019? You got any plans yet, or is that too far out?
2019, if a sponsor came on board, we'd love to run the whole 410 tour with the USAC CRA series.
Gotcha.
And also assemble our full midget that we have. Just need a sponsor to run that one too.
Okay. So you're not doing the Ford Focus Midgets anymore?
No, we do not have one anymore.
Okay. All right. So the only car you got right now is a 410?
Yes. And I got to thank Jim Blakesley for that one. You know, he's another big support that, you know, that's his car, his engine, and he's let me run it for the year, and I can't thank him enough either.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, send me an email. Let's get him and his car and everything down to KUSI and give you guys some national love.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, Dave.
All right, buddy. Hey, say hi to the family and be safe, and we'll enjoy the rest of your summer vacation, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, folks. Paris Auto Speedway. If you've not been, you need to go. Take a run up there, half miles oval, faster than snot, and just a nice track. Check it out right here on AM 1170, The Answer. All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio. This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic. 619-444-7170, located 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. If you're building a race car or a hot rod or a custom car, first thing you need to do is get a dyno, and that's what Certified Car Clinic is all about. Go over there, tell them you heard it on the radio. They'll give you a discount off a full dyno pull. It'll give you a basic idea of what you're building, because if you've got a race car, you know, it's not going to do you any good if you don't know what your baseline is when it comes to horsepower. Certified Car Clinic, those guys definitely know how to put your engine where it needs to be. So check them out. Hey, we got Dirt Dude in the house. He took Michelle's place while she was up in Ventura.
I'm filling in for Michelle, and I'm not going to say I took her place. I'm filling in for Michelle.
Just for today.
Yeah.
It's not like...
Yeah. That's no, you know what? He's the man, and he should be there in that spot.
He's doing a really.
I tried doing the Michelle Racer recap kind of thing of what's to look forward to, and I'm like, I have no clue. I know my track in Paris and a couple other venues that I know that I'm gonna go do.
So we let him slide on the. He didn't have to do the calendar.
Yes, that's a lot of work.
All right.
Yeah, so Raquel Racer checking back in. You called me Ricky Racer last time, but I like Raquel Racer better.
Oh, my Lord, Raquel Racer.
Okay, yeah, Raquel Racer. Thank you very much.
So speaking of which, tell the folks that weren't that maybe didn't tune in earlier what you've been up to.
Right. So me and Brittany Sandoval, who is a dwarf car racer down there at Barona on the regular, she and I went up to Corey Kruseman's Sprint Car Driving School. Today was the class. It was this morning. And it's up at the Ventura Fairgrounds at the racetrack right there on the water. So we were very, very lucky and got to the right place in this kind of weather because it was only in the high 80s yesterday and today. So we had a great experience. These are some really good people who really know what they're doing up there at Corey Kruseman's school. If you want to look at their website while we're talking, it's Kruseman, KRUSEMAN.com. And they have their whole schedule down there, and they'll tell you all what's offered and what you can get. They tell me that a lot of corporations use this as a, you know, a team building exercise and something that if you are an adventurous type of person, you know, you can get a couple friends and go up and it's just a really fun thing to do for a couple $100. That's it. And then if you want to spend a whole day, it costs more. If you want to spend a couple days, you know, they have different days, a number of days and different experiences you can do. And kind of the sky's the limit.
Well, I know you and Brittany have been kind of busy with this, but what was her feedback on it? Because you know she's already a racer. Is it going to help her? I mean, is it something different that she was really, really excited with?
She had raced at that track before in her dwarf car, and it was about two years ago.
She finished like second or third in that main event.
Yeah. She did. She finished third at that. And she actually told the story when we were in the pits yesterday. One of the kids there, she was finishing up and she froze because she knew if you don't go back to get checked technical. If you don't go to the tech, you're disqualified. She froze. She didn't know where tech was. And one of the local kids said, oh, it's over here. It's over here. Get over here. Quick, quick, quick. You know, and she, and so that's what saved her third place on the podium. She said she would have, if she didn't know where it was, she would have been cruising around and would have messed up. But yeah, she was very happy. That was her first podium finish at that track. So she knew the track. What she was nervous about was she'd never been in a sprint car. It has a lot more power. It's a different layout. She said, well, dwarf cars have doors. Those don't have doors. Your arms hanging out. You're going to get dirt all over the side of you. You get in differently. You have to hop up on the tire and load yourself in. She said, it's all different. I don't even know what's going on with the pedals. And so when I got in, she came over looking at the accelerator, looking at the, she says, okay, now what do you do? Show me how you're working the brake. How far down are you hitting for the brake? I said, it gives you about 1 inch from top to bottom, 1 inch. Okay, and how many inches on the accelerator? I go, 4 inches. She goes, okay, okay, okay. And she's digesting all this because I was on first.
That is so funny.
It was different for her. Yes, it was different. And just because she had raced a car before, yeah, it was different. So she did learn a lot though. She said that it was really fun for her and she learned a lot to take back.
Well,
you know, regardless,
it's a lot more horsepower in that car than her dwarf car for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause we're at 630 in these sprint cars that we were in.
And everything's different too. I mean, like the tire size, tire staggered and everything. Yeah. Did you find it was kind of hard, like driving the car straight? They always want to turn left on you, don't they?
I don't really remember that it was that much of a
challenge.
No, it wasn't at all. Keeping it straight, no. But I have good upper body, and it also has power steering.
Okay.
And when you're doing your push start, it didn't kick in till the car's on, obviously. But so it drove like a truck till you got it on. But yeah, you got power steering, and it works fine. It's got the Volkswagen bus type of steering thing where it's down.
Right. Yeah.
yeah. So it's a little, but it's fine.
And, basically, if you're driving a school bus, that's what it feels like.
Right.
Basically. Yeah. Yeah.
So did Brittany, was she able to get up to speed and throw the tail out and all that?
Well, she was. She was able to get on it and she had a great time with it. And she didn't get to do her second set because there was some issue with these Australian guys who had come a very, very, very long way and they needed some extra time or something like that. I don't know what the deal is. I wasn't standing there when it got all decided. So she got her 12 laps and that was that.
Well, I'm bummed for you guys, but I know it's going to be a great experience for you for not even like being on the dirt. Now you have a little bit of dirt experience and Brittany already is on the dirt. Now she's got more dirt experience in a different machine. So, I mean, no matter what, it's still going to be a benefit to everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, she's fearless. She's absolutely fearless. It was a good thing, Dave, that you had her go with me. I was very nervous.
That's why I did it. That's the only reason.
Very, very nervous.
Well, it's not the only reason, because the other reason, too, is she is such a sweetheart, and she gives back to the community so well by being a school teacher. I just figured, hey, this girl, I knew it would make her day if she had a chance to go up and, get the experience.
Well, she's definitely a giving person, and she gave a lot to me to get me through this. I appreciate her more than she knows.
Well, I wouldn't send you up by yourself. I wouldn't have done that to you because that would have been tough. I mean, looking back on it now, it was no big deal. But that initial, go in, strap in, and you're strapped in.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are. It had a 5-point harness. They gave you a neck support. They made sure everything was tight and all that before you set off, and it felt fine, just like you and I when you and I did the Polaris.
Okay.
Very comfortable. The seats are small. You can't bend your leg. I mean, your leg stays bent, both of them, the whole time you're in the car. Mm-hmm. You're cramped. There's no doubt about it. And good thing I'm only 5'3.5".
Yeah, but it's good to be cramped in that car. You want to be as tight in that seat. And how did it do with your neck? Didn't bother your neck any?
No, because I was it was all stabilized.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, neck is fine. I was worried about that too.
Yeah,
tell you the truth.
Any gauges did you look at or did you even bother?
Oh, the only gauge I looked at was to start because they need you to look at the oil gauge to make sure it's loading up.
Yeah.
And then that's when you hit your on switch. That's it. I didn't look at the gauges. I was looking at the track.
Point and shoot. Yeah. Point and shoot.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, I was looking at my stops on the side because they told me where the V is in Ventura on the one wall is where you're supposed to accelerate up to the V.
It's called,
then on the other side, accelerate up to the flag stand.
It's called hitting your marks.
That's it.
Those are my marks.
Yeah.
So that's what I was looking at.
Well, and you got 25 laps. That's awesome. That's great.
25 laps, and there's nothing in the middle. They have it where it's all cleaned out in the middle, and all they have was your buddies in the middle waiting for their next turn.
Right.
And the little tent with the waters and, the push start vehicles, and that's it. And so you just have a berm to keep you, there's a berm and a white chalk line, and that's it.
For the next couple nights, she's going to be dreaming of this replaying this in her dreams of her sprint car.
Oh, yeah. And then we'll give her another week, and then next thing you know, hey, Brittany, how about come out and try out your dwarf car?
Yeah, you're about the same size. Can't you just share, a dwarf car?
Yeah, I can see it's coming. It's coming.
Get rid of that Miata, put that Miata on the sales block.
You notice she's not saying no. You notice she's not saying no.
She's not giving up the asphalt, but she's really intimidated or really excited about being back out on the dirt. She's really going to go for that.
Well, she's never done dirt before. So we did a off-road, quad type thing, but side by side.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just like to think that I'm just a natural born driver, no matter what I'm in.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah. There I go. Mm-hmm. Well, it's in the genes. My dad was a race car driver.
That's what I say. It's in the genes. So you did well. Yep. As long as you had fun, that was all we care about.
Oh, gosh. It was a blast, Dave. And, we are both really appreciative that you arranged it for us and set us up. And, we've been trying to get this done since December. December.
Yeah. Well, they had fires.
It's been on our horizon and on our bucket list, and we finally got it done.
I'm just glad it all worked out. You didn't get rained out. You didn't get heat stroke or burnt out from the heat. It was a perfect day to be out there.
Right. And our cars, cars were good. You hand them off to the next guy, and no problem.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, they've got those cars pretty, pretty bulletproof, that's for sure.
Well, that's good.
So that's...
All right, you guys. Well, thank you for letting me talk about the Kruseman School, KRUSEMAN.com.
All right. Thanks a lot, kiddo, and I'll see you next week.
Sounds great, you guys. Have fun.
All right. Well, folks, believe it or not, dude, that was, 3 hours?
Goes by quick, man. Tell everybody.
Time flies. Yeah, but hey, we got the Gun Sports Radio Show coming up. It's in the wings. Lance is here. Michael Schwartz is here. And we got a ton of folks that we're going to talk to you about. And a lot of good news from John Dillon from Gatsky Dillon & Balance, LLC. Go to cafirearmslaw.com for more info. Folks, take care, be safe, and don't forget, go to Barona Speedway.
Support your local dirt track, baronaspeedway.com, or anywhere else. Get involved in racing. If not, just come out and have a great time.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Dirt Dude. Always fun having you on.
It's always great to be here, Dave. Thank you.
All right, my pleasure. All right, folks, we're going to take a small break. We come back, Gun Sports Radio.
Who cares about the clouds and we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.